Oregon lawmakers return to the state capitol Monday for a legislative session that's sure to be packed with drama. KLCC's Chris Lehman reports.
Republican Shelley Bossart Davis is in her first term representing her Albany House district. That means it's her first time serving in the Capitol during the five-week session that occurs in even-numbered years. She says there's far more tension in the air than last year in the run-up to the long session.
You could really cut it with a knife. It's very intense.
But she says even by Salem standards, this year seems different.
It's hard to compare it to anything, as I haven't been around, but it sounds like those that have been around, it's hard for even them to compare it to anything.
The so-called short session is, on the face of things, a time for lawmakers to patch up the budget and deal with emergencies. Of course, what constitutes an emergency is a matter of opinion.
I'm one of those that believes the budget should be one of the primary things we look at.
That's Democrat John Lively. This will be his fourth short session as a state representative. But even Lively thinks there are other pressing matters that lawmakers should take up. For instance, he thinks they should consider emergency funding to build more low-income housing. He says homelessness is a problem that reaches across the state, including in his Springfield district.
It may not be as visible to some extent in Springfield as it is the larger cities, but it's a huge challenge, and there's families faced with that. So from my standpoint, the more we can do immediately to start addressing homelessness, that will help my community.
But patching up the budget and trying to reduce homelessness isn't what's causing so much heartburn at the Capitol this winter. Democrats say they'll take another shot at passing a sweeping climate change bill. Republicans in the state Senate say they're considering a repeat of last year's walkouts that ground legislative business to a halt. That prospect frustrates Democrats like Eugene Senator James Manning.
I got to say, from some of the chatter I've been hearing, I'm hopeful, but I'm pessimistic at the same time. We only have 5 weeks to get the work of the people of Oregon done.
If Republicans do leave town to deny Democrats a quorum, it could throw many other bills into limbo. That includes a bonding measure for Oregon universities. Steve Clark is vice president for university relations at Oregon State. He says the school is asking lawmakers to approve $76 million in bonds to fund three projects, two at the main campus in Corvallis and one at the OSU Cascades campus in Bend.
We really strongly believe that these are legitimate investments, not only in Oregon's economy, but the prosperity and wellness of Oregonians.
To get the funding, OSU will not only have to convince the legislature of the need for the money, but also hope lawmakers actually stick around the Capitol to take votes. Democrats are trying to lower the quorum requirement to a simple majority, but ultimately that change would have to be approved by voters. For KLCC News, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.